Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Friday, this past Friday, baseball legend and Hall of Famer Hank Aaron died at the age of 86. And we talked about it a little bit then. We knew that he had played just a few months in the Negro Leagues with the Indianapolis Clowns in 1952. But he has some other connections to Kansas City and to our friend Bob Kendrick, who runs the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. It's always a pleasure to have you on the line, Bob. Thanks for spending some time.
Oh, it was absolutely my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me back.
First of all, let me just ask what your reaction was when you found out that Hank Aaron died on Friday.
Oh, shocked, because it was pretty unexpected. Even though he was 86 years old, he seemingly was in reasonably good health, so this totally caught me off guard. And then, of course, deep-rooted sadness, because Henry Aaron is my all-time favorite Major League Baseball player, my childhood idol as a kid growing up in small town Georgia, Crawfordville, Georgia, about 80 miles east of Atlanta. So this hit home in, you know, multiple ways, you know, alongside the tremendous loss that it is for the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum and the Negro Leagues family. So, yeah, this one hit me pretty hard. So my heart's still a little heavy about the loss of the legendary Henry Aaron.
Bob, we talked a little bit about the history the day that we found out that that it had happened, that we had lost Hank. But I want you to expand on it, because I'm sure you're much more well-versed on it than we could be. But what everybody remembers about him was the home run chase going after Babe Ruth's record. He received death threats over that. Talk about what was going on in the country at the time and what it meant to the black community and the white community alike.
Well, it's almost unfathomable to think that in 1974, guys, 27 years after Jackie Robinson had broken the color barrier in Major League Baseball, that Henry Aaron was receiving the same level of hate and vitriol that welcomed Jackie Robinson into the Major Leagues. 1974, and as you mentioned, he received bags upon bags upon bags, nearly a million pieces of hate mail, and there were death threats. And you have to understand that at that particular time, and sad to say, even to this day, there were no idle death threats. You know, because you have to remember that Henry Aaron, during his lifetime, had already seen Martin Luther King Jr. assassinated. He'd seen two Kennedys assassinated, and he'd seen Malcolm X assassinated. So there are no idle death threats, and particularly for a black man in the South at that time. But what was amazing, as polarizing as this seemingly was, Henry Aaron found a wherewithal to kind of push it behind him and go out and perform at such an extraordinary level. And if you recall, he had hit number 713 just before the season ended. So he got to go through the entire offseason looking over his shoulder everywhere he went, you know, because his family was in hiding. You know, he had to stay in separate hotels from his teammates and go out the back entrances of stadiums and this kind of thing just to avoid what might have been possible. So it's really different. He never got to celebrate what many believe to be one of the most prestigious milestones in sports history. It may have been 25 years later that he actually got to celebrate it. It was relief to get it over with. I think his mindset, well, maybe they'll leave me alone now that it's over. Yeah.
Can you talk about meeting him in 1999, about the events that transpired for you to meet him?
Yeah, I was a fanboy. There's no question about it. You know, you know, it's rare. You know, we have these childhood idols, and most of them are centered around sports legends. And it's rare that you get to meet your idol. And then sometimes they don't live up to what you expected. But with Henry Aaron, it far exceeded any expectations that I had. And so in 1999, the Kansas City Royals were playing host to Mr. Aaron as Major League Baseball was celebrating the 25th anniversary of him breaking Babe Ruth's record. And so the Royals arranged for Mr. Aaron to have a tour of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Well, Buck O'Neill, the late great Buck O'Neill, was out of town. So guess who draws the assignment of touring his childhood idol through the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum? Yours truly.
Before you tell us about giving him the tour, can you just tell us how nervous you were? Like, what was, how did you feel going into that?
Well, I'm a nervous wreck. I'm at home and I'm laying out everything and everything's got to be perfect, you know. And my wife is like, what's wrong with you? I said, you don't understand. This is Henry Aaron. And you got to remember, guys, now we've had two American presidents visit this museum. We've had first ladies of these United States tour this museum. We've had notable dignitaries like General Colin Powell and ambassadors of countries tour this museum and a plethora of sports and entertainment figures that have all walked through this museum. No big deal. This is the first time I've ever been starstruck, and to this very day, whenever I was around him, I was still reduced to that 12-year-old kid that circled the bases in his mother's living room when he hit record home run 715 in Atlanta, Fulton County Stadium. I'm touching them all in my mother's living room, jumping for joy. And so every time I was around him, I was reduced to this almost 12-year-old kid. And so I'm a nervous wreck as we were walking through the museum and pointing out things in the museum. And then we get to a photograph of a young Henry Aaron standing at the train station in Mobile, Alabama. Guys, he's 18 years old. He's about to leave to go join the Indianapolis Clowns. And so before he was known as Hammerin' Hank, his nickname with the clowns was Pork Chops. And apparently Mr. Aaron had a penchant for only eating pork chops and fries when he was on the road. And so we stopped there and we asked him, we said, well, Mr. Aaron, why did they call you Pork Chops? He said, I guess that was the only thing I knew how to order off the menu. So he found something and he stuck with it. But if you look at that photograph, and it's my favorite photograph in the entire exhibition, if you look at the photograph, near his foot is a small duffel bag. And guys, he said, Bob, I may have had two changes of clothes in that bag, $1.50 in my pocket, and a ham sandwich that my mama had made me, going to go chase that dream. Of course, it worked out pretty well for the Hammer. Yeah,
yeah.
Shortly after discovered by the Boston Braves, who will become the Milwaukee Braves, who, of course, will become the Atlanta Braves. He'll go down in his sport as one of the game's all-time greatest players. Now, obviously, I'm biased, but in a game of numbers, no one's numbers are better than Henry Aaron.
Yeah, hard to dispute that, no doubt about it. And you know, a great loss and just another piece of history that, you know, the sad part is, I guess, that we don't have him around anymore, but the good part is that we have not only the exhibits there at the Negro Leagues Museum, but also, I mean, all of the records and everything that he did. There's so much tape on him. There's so much film.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, you know, I'm still surprised that there hadn't been a feature film done on his life then. Can you imagine what that was like in 1970? Actually, both 73 and 74, as he was making his ascent on Ruth's record, and it was just the audacity that this black man in the South was about to break the record of a beloved white major league icon in Babe Ruth. And it just didn't sit well. Even in my own small hometown of Crawfordville, Georgia, it was still polarized because the old white man sit on one side of the block on one corner and the old black man sit on the other side of the block on one corner, and they were all looking at this chase in a different way, you know. And so it was just the strangest time. But that being said, 25 years later, he did live long enough to be able to celebrate this. And I think in some ways, exhale, you know. And in many ways, you know, I remember, and I'm sure you guys remember this as well, when Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were, you know, chasing the all-time single-season home run record. and their kids are there. Every time they hit a home run, you know, their kids were there to greet them at home plate. And then I reflect on Henry Aaron and his family's in hiding. You know, and that ain't been that long ago.
I want to flip topics here for just a minute and talk about something else that's going on, because we have a name change that's happening right now. Tell us about the Kansas City T-Bones.
Yeah, no, it's a tremendous partnership between the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum and the former Kansas City T-Bones and their ownership group led by Mark Brandmeier to rebrand the club the Kansas City Monarchs. And we made that announcement on Thursday, and I was really pleased to see the genuine excitement from those in the area and across national media about this and having a professional baseball team basically carry a Negro Leagues team name. And of course, the Monarchs is no ordinary name. That is our flagship brand. And it represents one of the greatest baseball franchises, not in black baseball history, but in baseball history. And Mark Brandmeier had the epiphany and approached us about this notion of naming the team. We were in negotiations maybe 4 or 5 months to get all the I's dotted and T's crossed in this partnership. And it's just that. It's a partnership that will provide annual revenue for the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. There are royalty considerations, so, you know, on merchandise and ticket sales and food and beverage. So I hope everybody goes out to watch the new Kansas City Monarchs play, because you'll be supporting the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in the process. We're going to build exhibits out at the ballpark. So essentially, we've now created an extension of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum that we can introduce this history to that fan base, particularly out in Western Wyandotte County, and I hope that I can get them to move down to historic 18th and Vine and experience what we have here with the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
And Bob, I feel like we can't ever end an interview with you by just asking what do we have to look forward to at the museum? What's coming up?
Well, we're excited about Negro Leagues 101. You know, last year we spent the entire year celebrating the 100th anniversary. And even in the midst of a crazy pandemic that still has its grips on us, we were still able to orchestrate a really successful 100th anniversary. And we got some great momentum, as you guys know, with the announcement, historic announcement, that Major League Baseball made at the end of December, near the end of December, recognizing the Negro Leagues for just what it was, a major league. That had a lot of energy and excitement. We started this year off with the grant from Barstool Sports, which is an unexpected grant that is supporting the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum ongoingly throughout the year. But Negro Leagues 101 will be our celebration this year. And yes, it celebrates the 101st anniversary, but we're also launching as in conjunction with a major educational initiative in the mode of a 101 level college course. The ones that I passed when I was in college. Because when we got to the 300 and 400 level, I was in trouble.
You and me both, buddy. Oh, that's fantastic. Always something new coming up. And, of course, great online presence as well. Where can people find you?
Well, you're on the World Wide Web at NLBM.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at NLBMuseumKC. And, of course, if you're so inclined, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at NLBMPrez, P-R-E-Z.
Well, Bob Kendrick, you always, I say this every time, I feel like we could spend an hour and just tell stories. It's always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for making the time.
Anytime, guys. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
You got it, Bob. Have a good one and take care.
Bob Kendrick of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum again. We'll take a break here, 118 on KMBZ.
He's sitting on 714. Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron. The fireworks are going.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.